Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Another reason you're going to love it. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are starting to see the first signs that Houston is slowly trying to get back to normal.
Traffic has started picking back up around Houston. Some stores have opened as well, but with smaller staffs. Some employees have not been able to make it to work at this grocery store west of downtown. Outside, customers lined up as the store let 20 people in at a time. They got 20 minutes to shop.
Just getting some food and paper towels, toilet paper.
Shelters in Houston are filling up. Evacuees had been brought to the George R. Brown Convention Center, but it's reached 10,000 people. Mayor Sylvester Turner says another convention center near the Astrodome and NRG Stadium can hold another 10,000 people. Alan Skaya, Houston.
As the rescue and recovery efforts continue in Houston, a team from Northern Virginia is helping.
They're members of the Fairfax County Elite Urban Search and Rescue Team, and they're assisting in a suburb of Houston. According to the fire department's Chuck Ryan,
14 members of our department, all trained in water rescue, swift water rescue, traveling with a complement of both flat water rescue boats and swift water rescue boats.
Ryan says those members are currently in Kingwood, Texas, and are helping with everything from rescuing people and pets from their homes to helping people get their medicine. It's expected they'll spend about 2 weeks down there, although he says that may be extended based on need. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, if you're not in the mood to cook tonight, you can dine out with a purpose. Dozens of local restaurants are donating a portion of their proceeds tonight to Hurricane Harvey relief.
President of the Restaurant Association Metropolitan Washington, Kathy Hollinger.
The spirit of the community and giving in general amongst our industry is so very strong.
Hollinger says everyone wants to help Harvey victims.
They can only, imagine what devastating impact or effect that another small business owner may be going through.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The U.S. and South Korea are making a show of force following the latest ballistic missile launch by North Korea.
An official from Seoul's defense ministry says two American B-1B supersonic bombers and two F-35 fighters participated in training with South Korean F-15 fighter jets. Such flyovers are not uncommon during periods of heightened tension on the peninsula, which remains technically in a state of war since the 1950-53 Korean War ended with an armistice, not a peace treaty. Tuesday, North Korea flew a potentially nuclear-capable intermediate-range ballistic missile over northern Japan and later called it a meaningful prelude to containing the U.S. territory of Guam. Scott Carr, Washington.
In Charlottesville, business leaders say they're worried that the fall tourism season could be in trouble in the wake of the violent protests there a couple of weeks ago.
We have reported some drops and some cancellations.
And Susan Payne at the Virginia Tourism Corporation says restaurants are seeing fewer guests, less foot traffic at the small businesses downtown.
There was a time of healing and grieving, and I think now we thought it was appropriate to invite people back.
They're doing just that, she says, with the start of a new marketing campaign around the hashtag Stand for Love, an extension of the famous Virginia Is for Lovers.
This is basically an effort to unite the community behind this effort, and in fact the whole state, to come to Charlottesville.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,892, the NASDAQ at 63,68. Sports, the Nationals sweep the Marlins, the Orioles sweep Seattle, the Redskins close out their preseason tonight in Tampa Bay, the Ravens are in New Orleans. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis. But pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and Oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Not so bad around the Beltway. Off to a great start, actually. Maryland and Virginia for 270. It's the volume forming here as you push south. Once you get out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown, a little bit below speed. Still keeping an eye on the accident in the Annapolis area. Had a car that overturned. I'm not seeing much of a backup, but definitely still something to watch for on Rowell Boulevard if you're heading eastbound right as you approach Route 50. Do watch again crews at the scene of that crash. On 66, a little bit of volume here, Manassas to Centerville, but we've been incident free, so that checks out just fine. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy on this Thursday with a high eventually warming up to 85. Overnight a cloudy sky with a low dropping to 62. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 61 in Herndon, 60 in Germantown, 68 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is teaming up with New York's Attorney General to investigate Paul Manafort. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 6:45, Aaron Nirbon, founder of Troops Direct, about how his organization is helping the soldiers who are in Texas, helping everybody else. At 7:15, from the American Red Cross is Paul Carden. He is currently in Texas. He'll discuss the local volunteer efforts there. 7:45, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins, preview of the upcoming game with the Buccaneers. And at 8:05, Steve Moore with a breakdown of Trump's tax speech. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
I don't even know what this is. sorry, Billy that's Joel too funny. All right, let's switch to a more serious voice now, which is so we can assess the hurricane damage because things are bad in Texas. I've been watching some of the videos of these rescues as you watch, like all these city streets still covered in water, these fan boats trying to get through town. As people continue to search for survivors, people either waiting out in cars. I saw a video yesterday of a dog. An abandoned dog standing on top of a car in a driveway, shivering, nobody around. And so a rescue team pulls up on a boat. They pull up real close to the car, and they get the dog on board. This is just, I mean, even the animals are looking for high ground.
That dog, a pit bull named Blue, they found the owners. In an interview, someone posted a video of it and was shaming the owners, like, how dare you do this and leave your dog behind?
You never know the circumstances.
And the guy said, we had to get out so fast, there wasn't room, and we thought they were going to go back and get the dog. So there wasn't room on the boat or whatever the circumstance
right.
was. We thought the rescuers were going to go back and get Blue. We didn't know. And so they're considering whether to give them back their dog or not.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. There's so many like
they'll get their dog back.
So many gut calls you have to make in a situation like that. And how dare anybody judge it based on just like one thing? There's a lot going on. I'm sure a lot of animals have in fact drowned or are separated from their families now.
Well, shelters are now, as opposed to one of the lessons learned from Katrina, was they are allowing people to bring their pets.
Remember Katrina, a lot of the shelters, you couldn't bring your pet.
What a mess.
Now they're allowing people to bring their pets after Katrina because it's such a part of the family.
All right, well, let's get into some of the details now. We've got Vice President Mike Pence expected to visit four locations around Corpus Christi today. That's according to the New York Times. Senior administration officials explaining it. They're working out the details of that trip. The storm has been downgraded. It's now been downgraded all to a tropical depression as of last night. It's expected to move through central Louisiana. It has been moving through central Louisiana, and then it's going to start branching out across and spreading out as the storm sort of breaks up and spreads out across the country. And my understanding is we may be getting some of that on Saturday. We'll get some of the impact of that, but that's going all over the place now. Officials have reported that there are now 38 deaths. This was as of last night, that were related or suspected to be related to the storm. Those victims, we've heard some about some of their stories, including a police officer, again, who died on his way to work, a mother who was swept into a canal with her while her child survived by clinging to her. More on that story in a moment. And a woman who died when a tree fell on her mobile home. There's a family that is believed to have drowned while trying to escape the floodwaters in a van. We know, remember, six people died. The driver of that vehicle, I believe a sort of a middle-aged man, was able to get out of the car, leaving behind, though, the grandparents and the children who died in that vehicle. Tragedy is everywhere, and these are some of the more horrifying stories. I mentioned the woman who passed away and her daughter. This one has been written up a couple places. I read it in the New York Times. I was heartbroken reading this story. I see a lot of news stories on any given day. Probably I'm a little more calcified to them than the average news consumer. But I read this, and I was stunned by it. Let me just read the opening paragraph for you if I can. This is the New York Times piece. The headline is, "Heartbreak in Beaumont. Clinging to her drowning mama, a little girl survives the raging flood." Shivering from hypothermia, little Jordan Grace was clutching her mother's unresponsive body as the floodwaters rose around her. A rescue team in a Zodiac boat, on the lookout for those in distress in Beaumont, Texas, spotted the small pink backpack the girl was wearing and pulled her and her mother aboard. Quote, "Mama was saying her prayers." The three-year-old, recovering on Wednesday in a Beaumont hospital, told a relative, Antoinette Logan, 38. Quote, "Jordan told me they were in the yucky water for quite a while," Miss Logan said. "It's a tragedy that her mama died, but it's a miracle that Jordan survived." That is heartbreaking for any number of reasons, but I mean, just to think that a three-year-old would be clinging to her mother, who she says was praying until the end. And she had attempted to forge the waters to get out from where she was and brought her daughter with her. So that happened, and it's upsetting, of course. More than 32,000 people are now in shelters in Texas. 30,000 shelter beds are available. This is according to Governor Greg Abbott, who's been talking about this. Houston officials have said that the city's largest shelter at the George R. Brown Convention Center had 8,000, but it is no longer accepting evacuees, so now new evacuees are being taken to the NRG Center, which is a conference hall in Houston. The airports in Houston have reopened. Airport officials said last night, that United Airlines had boarded a flight from L.A. bound for Houston. Five more flights were on their way, and three aircraft were scheduled to leave the Houston area. International flights are expected to resume today. The governor said that 210,000 people so far have registered with FEMA for assistance, and that number is expected to grow. And the National Guard has conducted 8,500 rescues since the beginning of this storm, according to the governor. And the police and firefighters in the Houston area have done a similar number of rescues. So that's some 17,000 rescues or so far. About 24,000 National Guard troops are soon to be deployed for recovery efforts there in Texas. So that's all going on as the president is pushing Congress to move quickly on getting emergency funding to the area. Remember, we're talking $50 billion, $100 billion in these past storms. Katrina, I think, was $100 billion. Sandy was $50 billion. So with this, expect a price tag in the potentially hundreds of billions of dollars to come from the federal government as Congress attempts to move quickly to give some money for relief efforts here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be insane. You can't even imagine. I saw Maria Leaf here posted a map of what it would look like if Hurricane Harvey hit where Hurricane Sandy hit, where Superstorm Sandy hit. It's amazing. It would go all the way into Philadelphia. It's just unbelievable. It's huge. It's just such a huge area that was flooded. We don't understand. It's bigger than the state of New Jersey that flooded. It's insane.
Yeah. And people, even inside the shelters, have some of these shelters you see, like in the gymnasiums that they're hanging out in, they've been flooded. So they had to move up into the stands in order to keep people safe. We're gonna have more for you on this and how you can help. Actually, we have Aaron Nierbon from Troops Direct joining us at 6:35 this morning, and at 7:15 we'll be joined by Paul Cardin from the American Red Cross on the local impact, what locals are doing to help those people in Texas right now. So we're keeping track of all of that and ways that you can actually make a difference.
And poor people. It is 6:15 on WMAL. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway on the top side, right as you pass New Hampshire Avenue. Up ahead, you'll see the stop and go, a little bit better than normal. We're in good shape there. Virginia Beltway without any troubles, not seeing too much of a backup. Now here we go on 95. Pretty normal slowdown. Stafford to Aquia as you push toward the Occoquan again and toward Lorton and Newington. On 210 northbound, stick with it here as you pass Palmer Road and Livingston Road. It's just that stop and go working up through to the Beltway. Annapolis, Rao Boulevard eastbound at 50 under police direction. Getting by the crash, had an overturned vehicle there. Not seeing much of a backup, but definitely something to watch for heading through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high near 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 62. And then for tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with scattered showers, a high of 68. Chance of rain tomorrow, 30%. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather brought to you by the Media Research Center.
Chris Plant here. Don't miss the Media Research Center's annual gala September 21st. Only a few tickets remain for the biggest event of the year. Get yours now at mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
All right, Vince, I want to give you a reason to ride the Metro, because I don't think people ride the Metro enough, you know?
It can be occasionally convenient.
You know, every now and then, you got to get on the Metro. There was a woman who was on Saturday, had to get up, she had an appointment, took the bus, she gets on the bus, and this woman, apparently her name is Opal Brown. She was interviewed by Adam Tuss, News 4, and in a phone interview. I've been catching the Metro for 35 years. They never done S for me.
Well, other than, you know, taking you to work. I mean, other than that thing, they've never done anything
right,
for
they've
you.
They've never done, and I'm pretty sure they're not responsible for doing anything more for you than that. Well, she was arrested Wednesday morning by Metro Transit Police. Here's why. She jumped on the bus, and she was running late for an appointment Saturday evening, and she said, I had to go to the bathroom real, real bad. You know what I'm saying. So she had a purple to-go cup, so she just peed in the cup on the bus.
Okay, well,
because,
that's disgusting.
Because, you know, hey, when I need to go, I just pick up a cup and I just go. Who does that in public on a bus?
I mean, I get survival mode. We've all been there in some form, you know, but she wasn't, like, trying to win a contest. She didn't have to stand in place. You know, she could probably have used the restroom somewhere, but that's disgusting.
Yeah,
you're on a bus.
Disgusting. Yeah, but she said, listen, she intended to throw the cup of urine away, but as she was about to get off the bus at about 6:15, the bus driver spoke to her. Quote, Brown said, she said, have a nice day, all sarcastically. She could have been more courteous. So she just threw the cup of urine on the bus driver, because that's a sane response.
There's video of this. I've seen it. It's disgusting.
Ridiculous.
It's, well, I mean, obviously, it's self-evidently disgusting. If I was the bus driver and I had some sense that a woman in the back had just done that, had just grabbed her purple cup and filled it, I would say things that were not anywhere near as nice as a sarcastic have a nice day. She was like, the bus driver says have a nice day in a sarcastic way. If that's even passive aggression, that's not far enough. And this woman reacts by throwing the cup at her?
She video shows her running away. The driver was taken to a hospital and decontaminated. The bus had to be taken out of service to be clean. Police told News 4 there's no apparent motive for the assault. So the reporter for News 4, Adam Tuss, I want to make sure I got Adam right, asked her in this phone interview if the bus driver had done anything specific to provoke this, and she said, no. She was waving me off and flicking me off. She also said the driver gave her a rude look. She did say...
Because you peed in a cup.
She said, I did feel bad, and she does want to apologize to the driver.
Uh-huh.
She has three children and a grandchildren. She's a theological student who celebrated her mom's birthday earlier on Saturday near the scene of the crime. She did post shortly before she called the news station, okay, you all know it was me who did the bad stuff to the Metro operator.
Yeah, here she is. Telling,
oh, we have it.
Yeah, this is her NBC4 reading her Facebook
good.
Comments.
Okay.
On her Facebook page, she confessed, okay, you all know it was me who did the bad stuff to the Metro operator.
Love this.
But I want to apologize to her, but Metro owes me, and she was being very rude.
I love him reading the quote. That's the greatest part. She's an animal. Why are you throwing pee at people? Why are you peeing in a cup on a bus? You peed in a cup? You're in trouble.
You're
in trouble.
She said, "You know, she said she walked up to the police. She confessed to it because it was on my heart all day.
Pete.
But anywho, transit came and they were all really cool. I almost felt like a celebrity. It took all of 20 minutes. Just got to go to court for the simple assault. First of all, that shouldn't be simple assault because that's bodily fluid. That shouldn't be simple assault.
Well, they do say it's sterile."
Wow.
This woman's yellow. Like, why would you do that?
I can't even imagine. From the get-go, I can't imagine any of this. We've all been in that position where you have to go. I would get off the bus somewhere where I know there's a public restroom so I can go, and then I'll be a little late to my appointment. But my first thought isn't, oh, I've got a to-go cup. I'll just hike up my skirt and do it. Well, who does that?
Well, she was peed off. It was time. She had to throw that cup of pee at her.
And I would like it noted she's wearing pants.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just saying.
Washington.
From what I can see here, she's wearing pants. So you know that was not easily done on the Metro.
I mean, come on, D.C. Look.
Is the bar that
New York.
Low?
I mean, New York City. Florida man. We expect all that stuff from other places in the country. We have to be held to a higher standard, D.C. Come on. Get it together. Do this.
Yep, she's wearing pants.
Behave yourself.
Oh, God, yeah. So, hey, ride a bus today. 622 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Annapolis or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, you have to listen to me if you're looking around your home and you're thinking about doing some renovations, even just thinking about it. Because even if you're just thinking about it, you need to call 50 Floor and you need to do it today. Let me tell you why. First of all, what they'll do is you'll set up an appointment and one of their flooring experts is going to come to your home on your schedule. They're going to bring all the samples with you and help you find the perfect flooring that fits your lifestyle, your needs, and your budget. So you get to see it in your home, your lighting, all your furniture. Installation, super easy. They come and they move all the furniture for you. Now, this is the last day of August, so this is the last day that you can get installation for free. Free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you need to contact 50 Floor. You have to do it today. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use the promo code WMAL, they're going to give you an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. Do it today. 50floor.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate.
Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
I feel sorry for the people who have to work in those big box and department stores where they sell everything from appliances to computers to fertilizer. How are they supposed to know everything about everything they sell? They can't. That's where Brand Scarf comes in. We only sell appliances, so we know everything there is to know about them. Our staff undergoes extensive manufacturer training to help you choose from the area's best selection of top names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, all for some amazingly low prices. So get real answers at Brand Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get your dream kitchen started at Brand Scarf's big Labor Day sale with exclusive GE Profile and KitchenAid double package rebates. Plus, get free basic installation and free bonus appliances on select Monogram and Janair purchases. Brand Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any other locations or visit BrandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
625 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. This traffic update now brought to you, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Here we go. Beltway commuters, Maryland, topside. We're in the delay now, 95 and around to George Avenue. A little bit of volume. Virginia starts to build in Annandale, but really that's about it. We're still quiet. Wide open across the Legion Bridge and good to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge each direction. Damascus, we have a crash on 27 Ridge Road. If you're coming south of 70, if that's your normal route, south of Pen Shop Road, hang on because it's going to cost you extra time. The accident, Ridge Road, south of 80 at Goo Road. Under police direction now, that's their goal. Initially, they'd stopped all traffic, and they were hoping to alternate under police direction. So again, that stretch of Ridge Road, very slow. 270, if you're coming out of Frederick and sticking with 270, through Urbana and Hyattstown, that's the slowest stretch. Then you're good, wide open, Germantown, Rockville, and down through to the Beltway. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from Garage GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With a partly to mostly cloudy sky and a high today reaching 85, then cloudy overnight with a low dropping to 62. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees and 627 on WMAL.
Need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey, well, I need.
All right, right smack dab in the middle of D.C., right in the middle of all those monuments. We've got all these free museums, but then you've got that one museum that costs a pretty penny to attend. It's the Newseum. It's the one with the First Amendment carved into the side of the building. It's a good-looking building. I've been there for a bunch of different reasons, a bunch of different events, and I've enjoyed most of them, all of them, actually. But it's not doing well. Huge salaries have cost the organization millions as they... Things are not good financially there. This is according to the Daily Caller write-up of it. The museum, it's a hugely expensive museum. It celebrates the history of American media and the First Amendment. It's on shaky financial ground. Its principal benefactor, the Freedom Forum, announced this week that museum president and CEO Jeffrey Herbst is going to be stepping down after failing to lead the museum to financial self-reliance. It's become obvious, they say, that the current model, where the Freedom Forum is the primary funder of the museum, cannot continue indefinitely at this level. Left unchecked, this deficit spending rate would eventually drain the Freedom Forum's entire endowment. The Freedom Forum has poured nearly $500 million into that museum since 1997. The largest chunk of the expenditure came in 2008, when the museum moved from its modest digs in Arlington to the gleaming $477 million glass and steel building, which sits on Pennsylvania Avenue, just a few blocks away from the U.S. Capitol. Salaries, benefits, payroll taxes totaled more than $19 million for its 263 employees in 2015. I think they actually go there. Oh, here. $24.95 an adult to attend the museum. $15 for youth tickets.
Wow.
It's not cheap. The interns in D.C. always get excited for intern day when they can go for free. But for the most part, pretty pricey to go to a museum that's not doing too well right now. 6:29 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Aaron Nierbaum. He's the founder of Troops Direct, and he's going to talk about our troops in Texas who are in need of supplies and how his organization and maybe you can help them out. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. As Harvey moves on from Houston, the city yesterday had its first day without any rain since the hurricane hit last week.
As the situation got better in some parts of Houston, it got worse in others. In some residential neighborhoods where the water receded, people assessed the damage to their homes.
We're just kind of taking it day by day right now.
Across the street, volunteers were tearing up a neighbor's parquet floors, part of the demolition process that must take place quickly in order to prevent mold from growing. Steve Kastenbaum in Houston.
Reports this morning are that two explosions have been reported at a chemical plant in Crosby, Texas, outside Houston, that had lost power amid the flooding. The plant and much of the surrounding neighborhood had been evacuated out of fears of just such an explosion. President Trump plans to travel back to Texas this weekend to have another look at the devastation.
Going forward, the recovery effort now, the government aid package is something that his administration is focused on. This, of course, now is at the front of the president's agenda. Tax reform, other issues will take a step behind.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Police are trying to find the woman who yesterday morning tried to abduct a 7-year-old boy from a Metro bus in Northeast Washington. Other passengers stopped the woman before she could get off the number 92 Metro bus with the boy who was on his way to school with his 13-year-old sister. Fairfax County has canceled a planned Civil War encampment. It was going to take place the weekend of September 23rd and 24th at the Sully Historic Site in Chantilly, but reenactors have now been notified that it's been canceled due to what officials call recent events. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 21,892, the Nasdaq at 6,368. Sports sponsored by Business Roundtable. The Nats win again, beating Miami. The O's win for the 7th straight time, beating Seattle. The Redskins are in Tampa Bay tonight. The Ravens are in New Orleans to close out the NFL preseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Old, outdated, complex. That's America's tax code. It keeps companies from growing and hiring new workers. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock it's time for real tax reform by texting VA Jobs to 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
At the Big Screen Store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
you.
Remember when being middle class meant being more secure? These days, America's working families feel under attack. Our outdated tax code has made the American dream harder to reach. It's too expensive. It's too complicated. And it's unfair. Working families pay our share, but struggle to get ahead. And every year, thousands of good jobs go to countries like China because our small businesses can't compete like they used to. America deserves better. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes for working families and make our tax code simpler and fairer, encouraging job creation here with higher paychecks and closing tax loopholes so everyone pays their fair share. Middle-class tax cuts mean more control as we plan, save for college and retirement, and they mean peace of mind. Together, we can take back the American dream. Thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock for fighting to cut taxes for working families. Paid for by American Action Network.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Damascus crews are allowing one lane at a time to get by the crash on 27 Ridge Road, but this really puts the pressure on each direction. This is going to be the crash that's south of Route 80 at Goo Road. So everybody in and out of Damascus expect delays or try to avoid for a while till they can get that cleared. Tow truck is on the scene. Also, crews are dealing with the crash Norbeck Road, Muncaster Mill Road, 270. It's just the volume. Urbana, Hyattstown, top side of the Beltway. Now, as you merge off in 95, watch for that slowdown. Take you around to Georgia Avenue, just getting into that morning slow volume for the commute. 66, haven't had any early incidents. Happy about that. So heavy through Manassas as you push into Centerville and Fair Oaks, a little bit below speed, but otherwise, we've been good. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After warmer weather today, temperatures will cool behind a front into Friday. In the meantime, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high hitting 85. Expect clouds overnight and a low dropping to 62. Then rain moves through tomorrow with a high reaching 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Haymarket, 60 in Rockville, 68 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. 6:37 on WMAL. We're Washington Comes to Talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 6:45 is Aaron Nierbaum, the founder of Troops Direct. And he and his group organize supplies to get to the troops that are helping everyone else. At 7:15 from the American Red Cross, we'll talk to Paul Carden to find out how you can help local volunteer efforts in Texas. 7:45, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins, with a preview of the upcoming game. And at 8:05, Steve Moore with a breakdown of Trump's tax speech. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Oh, good morning. There's a fight brewing between Republicans. What a shock that Republicans would have some infighting. And it's all over funding for Hurricane Harvey relief. So the battles have already begun. The president is asking Congress to move quickly on this, and all indications suggest they will. I mentioned the number before. It seems like we're going to talk about the hundreds of billions possibly here to take care of Texas and Louisiana due to all this flooding, and we'll see where else Harvey wreaks havoc around the country. But the fight right now appears to be between New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz wants funding, of course, to bring some relief to his state. But Governor Christie, who has previously dealt with a major storm in the form of Superstorm Sandy said earlier this week that that these guys are hypocrites, these Texas lawmakers who want funding now, because they had opposed some degree of funding for Superstorm Sandy. Now, Ted Cruz says that the reason for all that was because it was pork-laden, that the relief for Sandy was just loaded up with so much extra stuff that had nothing to do with actually taking care of people affected by Superstorm Sandy that he didn't want to vote for it. It was financially irresponsible. Let's play some audio from these guys going back and forth. Here's Chris Christie, first of all, going after Cruz for saying that there was pork in that bill.
Senator Cruz's, accusation that two-thirds of the Sandy bill was pork is absolutely ridiculous. Washington Post did a fact check on it yesterday that is consistent with what I remember at the time. There was a Senate bill that had some of that, and it all got stripped out because all of us, including the people in New Jersey, objected to it. They were playing politics with it, okay? They were all getting ready to do what they wanted to do for 2016 and make themselves seem like the most conservative person. The fact of the matter is, there's not a liberal conservative way to deal with people who are drowning and dying.
That's Christie on Fox News saying that. And, you know, so he's upset, clearly, and this all follows comments that he made earlier this week, again, calling these Texas lawmakers hypocrites. I'm not sure. I'm just judging the value of this conversation. I'm not sure it is of tremendous value right now. I mean, he may have a point to make here, but I'm not sure this is the right week to make it. Why is Governor Christie coming out and accusing these guys of being hypocrites? Even if they are, what's the point of that conversation right now?
Well, I, if you're asking me, I think the point of the conversation is that New York and New Jersey is Superstorm Sandy. People waited longer than any other disaster in this country to get any kind of relief from the federal government because they wound up Congress, the people who voted against it, forced Congress to pay for the package with spending cuts to other domestic programs. So they had to go through this huge litigation process to try to make it revenue neutral, and it took a really long time for people to get funding in that natural disaster. And now the same people are saying we have to have this done quickly, and they're the ones who came out talking about we have to have this done quickly, we need to get relief for these people. So politicians from New York and New Jersey are coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute. Just so you know, Peter King from New York tweeted out, he said, Ted Cruz and Texas cohorts voted against New York, New Jersey aid after Sandy, but I'll vote for Harvey aid. New York won't abandon Texas. One bad turn doesn't deserve another. So they're just reminding them that I'm not going to do this to you, but karma sometimes comes back and hits you.
Yeah, it's like just bitter whining, though,
well,
right now.
But I get it, because their people didn't get relief for far longer than it should have been.
Sure, but that storm's over. That was 2012.
I mean, there are people who are still homeless.
Sure, but what we have now is a storm, Hurricane Harvey, that crushed Texas. And should the conversation be right now, hey, that wasn't fair the way we were treated a couple years ago?
You can argue the timing of it. People, it's just like, you know, Trump went too soon to Texas. He didn't go soon enough. People will always have opinions on it. But I kind of get how they feel, because their people are still suffering from it. And I think they saw it as gamesmanship on the part of these Texas lawmakers, and they were told this, you know, you're going to get hit with something down the road and you're going to regret this.
Well, here's Senator Cruz responding to Chris Christie's claims about all of this.
You know, I'm sorry that there are politicians who seem really desperate to get their names in the news and are saying whatever they need to do that. We have a crisis on the ground of people who are hurting right now, people who are in harm's way, whose lives and families are in jeopardy as we speak. And I'll tell you, my focus, and I wish the focus of others, would be on saving the lives that are being threatened.
I can't disagree with that. Was the timing poor? Should he have waited a week? Should he have waited until Congress starts to get into this? Probably. But then I think people would criticize him there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a much deeper conversation to be had across the board about how we deal with crises like this. I mean, obviously, the federal government exists in part to step in for this very reason. But, why do we have a flood insurance system if ultimately we're going to pass like $100 billion relief efforts at the end of every one of these storms? Yeah. What's the point? If ultimately the federal government's going to come in anyway, why should anyone be subjected to insurance? It's kind of a weird system that probably deserves a lot more scrutiny. But sniping the week of as it's still going on, as people are still fleeing the flood area, probably not the most effective use of your political voice. 6:43 on WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years, but that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we do have a couple tough spots out there, as we normally do with our rush hour. Damascus, because of a crash under police direction with big delays on 27 Ridge Road. The accident happened south of Route 80, right near Goo Road. They had everybody stop, but now it's only one lane in each direction, so they're alternating those north and southbound lanes. It's going to take extra time there. So if you're coming south off of 70 and Penn Shop Road, get ready for those delays on Ridge Road. For 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, that really seems to be about the slowest stretch of 270 that I'm checking out for you. In the Norbeck area, just off of Georgia Avenue, the crash is on 28 Norbeck Road at Muncaster Mill Road. Just a little bit of volume starts to build there. Let's go out to Leesburg. If you're heading out of Leesburg, west of the Greenway, accident on Evergreen Mills Road at Battlefield Parkway. And I am seeing slowdowns on both of those arteries. And into southeast, Suitland Parkway inbound after Alabama Avenue. Crews tell me they're responding to a report of a crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After warmer weather today, temperatures will cool behind a front into Friday. In the meantime, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high hitting 85. Expect clouds overnight and a low dropping to 62. Then rain moves through tomorrow with a high reaching 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 647 on WMAL. Joining us right now is Aaron Nirbon. He is the founder of Troops Direct, and it's a direct response military supply organization, and they're helping the Texas National Guard while they're helping everyone else. Somebody's got to help them. Aaron, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your organization is interesting because I don't think we ever think about shipping things to the National Guard. I think we think that, well, doesn't the government take care of that? What is your role? What is your organization's role?
Well, Troops Direct, as a general organization, supplies our military around the globe, including the National Guard, with any critically needed items that they can't get through their supply chain. So whether you're a military unit in Iraq or Afghanistan and need something, or you're a National Guard unit in Texas and need something, medical, operational, communications, canine, whatever it is, you contact Troops Direct when all else fails, and we will supply it to you and your unit at no cost.
So what kind of supplies are you supplying the National Guard in Texas, which, by the way, I think Governor Greg Abbott has now brought up all of Texas's National Guard. It's full deployment now for the National Guard in Texas. So we're talking about over 14,000 members of the Texas National Guard. What do you need to supply them with?
Well, we started actually talking to a major with the National Guard last week who proactively contacted Troops Direct and said, we know we're going to have deficiencies. We are not prepared for the severity of this event. And it was even last week that we were mobilizing and in the last 24 hours have delivered about 1 million bottles of Gatorade, 200,000 survival blankets. We're working on 800 cots right now, 10,000 Clif Bars. We just overnight delivered printers to the National Guard's communication centers there in the affected area so that they can print out maps and everything, things that they didn't have, and they're relying on Troops Direct to get for them.
Wow.
So did you buy the products directly, or do people donate some of these products and then you move them?
It depends on the item. Gatorade, as an example, we have a great working relationship with Gatorade. There's a company out of Virginia there owned by a retired Navy SEAL, Strike Force Energy. Anything we're needing there, they're just donating to us. But the printers, and you know, this is a shame, but the National Guard actually picked up the phone and called one of the major office supply chains, I don't know who it was, and they would not accept their credit card over the phone, believe it or not. So they turned to us, and we acquired it for them, which is just a shame. But it was our funds that are purchasing a lot of these items, and we're funded by the generosity of Americans around the nation.
So, Aaron, you're interfacing directly with the National Guard on all of these needs, like with their leadership?
And that is correct. We are talking directly to the National Guard, and we have established delivery points with them, so nothing's kind of just going into some odd warehouse. It's going directly to the end user at a specified location. We have been on the phone with UPS as well as YRC Freight, one of the nation's largest trucking companies.
Right.
They are working with us directly to get stuff right down to the actual hands of the user.
And real quickly, how can people connect with you and support Troops Direct?
We need Americans to support us so that we can support the Guard at troopsdirect.org. It's a tax-deductible donation. And the Guard's going to be there for months. This is not a one-week-and-out thing. And we're going to need to give them everything we can, not just this week, but in October, November, December, and on. But we are a through-and-through nonprofit. We have supplied units for now over 7 years around the globe. We're a well-known entity, and there's a reason that the Guard came to us by name proactively so that we could be there to prepare to help them. I've been up now for literally almost 36 hours.
Right on.
As the director, making things happen for these guardsmen who are, I hate to say it, but they're recovering bodies.
Yes, they are.
Saving lives and reestablishing infrastructure. We need to support them as they help Texas.
All right, Aaron, good work. Out. We'll have to leave it there, sir. We really appreciate it. TroopsDirect.org is the website. Aaron Nierbon, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
6:52 now on WMAL.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. The futures are rising this morning. The release of economic reports picks up today. They're expected to show an increase in first-time unemployment claims and personal income and spending. Pending home sales likely rose in July, but not by as much as the month before. Wall Street will be watching to see if the recent sales drops are a blip or the start of a real trend. Meantime, market analysts are predicting home prices will rise by 10% over the next 2 years, driven by a lack of new homes, low interest rates, and steadily increasing demand. And the FBI is being urged to investigate whether billionaire investor Carl Icahn broke the law when he called for biofuels policies that would have benefited his investments while serving as an advisor to President Trump. That request comes from Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. Jad Lusher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 630 AM WMAL.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a rent-estate advisor right now.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 210 Indian Head Highway had been just the volume. Now the crash reported as you head past Palmer Road toward Livingston Road. So watch for fire and rescue units in that area. Once you get up to the Beltway, a Wilson Bridge backups beginning right about St. Barnabas Road below speed from Maryland into Virginia. Also Route 5, we've had heavy delays pushing through Brandywine. Crash is reported Route 5 near Acapeak Road, Ridge Road. That has been a busy spot this morning. Let's go Damascus commuters. 27 Ridge Road. If you're coming, say, south of 70 and Penshop Road, delays up ahead, and they are sizable. The crash is south of Route 80 at Goo Road, alternating under police direction. Out to the Leesburg area west of the Greenway, the crash, Evergreen Mills Road and Battlefield Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will run closer to average today under a partly to mostly cloudy sky. The high will eventually hit 85, then cloudy overnight with a low of 62. Showers will move through on Friday and it will be cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 656. On WMAL.
I love this song. We're tracking here your Washington Nationals, among other things, and Steven Strasburg led the way yesterday as the Nats completed a sweep of the Marlins, which is nice to see. Steven Strasburg, he was already having one of the best pitching performances of his career when he added another memorable moment, a go-ahead home run. Strasburg, he tossed a six-hitter in addition to his fifth-inning shot. And the Washington Nationals defeated the Miami Marlins yesterday 4-0, and that's the completion of a three-game sweep. Now, they look pretty good in spite of the fact that they're missing one Bryce Harper. Now, you may be wondering what's going on to Bryce Harper. He hyperextended and his knee, and as a result has not been playing. Harper spent much of this week just sitting in the locker room, they say, or in one of the big leather chairs in the back of the clubhouse, and he's not happy. He's not excited at all because at this point, it's not even clear he's going to be ready for October to be joining any playoff runs because, you know, he's just basically staying off it. He attributes the extent to which he's even been on his knee to the fact that he's a pro athlete, no average person here, but things are not going well. He's been asked about what his rehab has been like, what his exercises have been like. He's just said, calf raises. Dusty Baker saying, quote, "I can sense a little frustration in his voice when I ask him, how you doing? Or I say, you walking good?" Because usually he's not a smart aleck, but lately he's been a little short in temperament, and I can tell that's because he wants to play. But it doesn't look like Harper's even close to playing right now. I mean, if you can barely walk on it, that means you can't really run on it, and it's kind of important if you're going to play the game of baseball. Again, he's just saying that calf raises is about all he's able to do right now.
Yeah, he suffered a severe bone bruise. Now, I've never had that, but I know people who have had it, and it's very painful. And it does really hinder you a lot, much more than you would think it would. A bone bruise. You've got to really hurt yourself to bruise your bone, I would think.
Yeah, he slipped on first base after grounding out. And he looked miserable when he went down. He also revealed that he suffered a calf strain in that injury 2 weeks ago, and he's now wearing a sleeve over the whole area, so that's in addition to whatever other injuries he's got there. The strain, he said, is particularly hurting because he's never had a muscle injury like it, and most of the injuries that he has suffered, he had a thumb injury, and he had a knee injury from running into a wall, or this latest knee injury, they've all been impact injuries, but the muscle injury is really hard to rehab, and so he's struggling with that. He said, quote, "I'm just working everything else in my body, if it's my hips or my ankles or things like that, trying to get my quads going and my hamstrings." So we'll see. Can Bryce Harper do it? Can he get back? With any luck, he will. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
And coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to speak to Paul Carden with the American Red Cross to find out how you can help the volunteers in Texas.
And there's a whole bunch of politically correct news, and some of it involves a banana peel, and this is not a cartoon sight gag. Nobody's